With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Southern California, as expected, the winds are beginning to build back up, and a reinforced firefighting force is staged around Los Angeles to attack flare-ups or new blazes. Anxious residents prepared for more fire danger from the fires that have killed at least 24 people. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall.
We're looking still at potential for gusts between 55 and 70 miles per hour across our mountains, and winds between 45 and 60 across our coastal and valley area.
Planes that drop firefighting chemicals and crews ready to pounce on hot spots are positioned across the city. Dozens of water trucks in place to replenish supplies after hydrants ran dry last week. Also at SRNNews.com on Capitol Hill, senators will question whether a former combat veteran and TV news host is fit to lead the U.S. military. Chairman Roger Wicker says Pete Hegseth will shake up the Pentagon. Speaking on his behalf is Mr. Trump's appointee for National Security Advisor, former Florida Congressman Michael Waltz.
He will always have as a first principle the service members that are out there on the front lines for all of us at the heart of every decision he makes. So, senators, I urge you to support this confirmation. It is critical that President Trump has his national security team in place for the challenges ahead.
Hegseth, former experience in the Army National Guard, viewed as an asset for the job. This starts a week long marathon as the Republican-led Senate rushes to have some of Trump's cabinet picks ready to be confirmed as soon as Inauguration Day, January 20th. The Dow is down 7 points, the NASDAQ losing 29. This is SRN News. China is a nation of contrast when it comes to religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center finds government persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in China at an all-time high. But on the other hand, social hostility toward people of faith is super low. What that means is that in China, if you're a Christian, the government is definitely out to get you, but your neighbors will leave you alone. Compare that to countries in the Middle East where the government persecutes believers and their neighbors do so too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
No state is doing more to try and protect children from transgenderism than Texas. More than 30 bills have been proposed in that state to that end. Other states are following suit, and there are calls to go further, including barring Medicaid and other state-funded government programs from spending on sex change operations for people of any age. The future of some of the laws and proposed measures will likely rest on a Supreme Court ruling expected later this year. This is SRN News. President Biden's Department of Homeland Security made the decision to extend protections from deportation to thousands of illegal immigrants from Sudan, Ukraine, and Venezuela.
The DHS announced Friday afternoon that it would extend temporary protected status authorizations, or TPS, for the three countries on the basis that their governments are not able to accept their citizens should the United States choose to deport them. Each country is governed by a dictator or faces war or other significant challenges to repatriating its citizens. It means that roughly 600,000 Venezuelan, 103,700 Ukrainian, and 1,900 Sudanese immigrants may apply for TPS protection. The move by the Biden administration flies in the face of the incoming Trump administration, which has vowed to carry out the largest ever deportation operation in national history. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul scheduled to announce a plan to offer free tuition to state and city colleges for students pursuing associate degrees in certain high-demand fields. More details at SRNNews.com.